Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Chelsea man is behind bars awaiting court proceedings that may determine whether he's deported to El Salvador. His lawyers say the court decision could mean life or death for 43-year-old Francisco Rodriguez. The MIT janitor was taken into federal custody nearly a month ago when he showed up at a scheduled check-in with immigration officials. WBUR's Shannon Dooling sat down with Rodriguez at the Suffolk County House of Corrections and has this story.
Francisco Rodriguez is wearing a white prison uniform. The letters ICE are emblazoned across his back, and he has a weary smile on his face. We sit down in the family meeting room, where games and puzzles are stocked on shelves and Sesame Street posters line the walls. Rodriguez's family, though, hasn't been able to visit him yet.
I miss everything. Honestly, I miss everything.
His wife just gave birth to their first son last week. Rodriguez requested to visit his son and wife in the hospital, but that was denied by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE cited his ongoing court case and potential safety concerns. Rodriguez says the whole ordeal has been hard on his family, especially his 10-year-old daughter, Melanie.
Because my daughter, she was having nightmares about me, that she see me dead, and that was she was crying.
Rodriguez has become a public figure in the debate over immigration, with both sides of the argument seeking to make something of an example out of him. He's gained the support of the state's congressional delegation, and Massachusetts U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Edward Markey are both calling for his release. He has no criminal record, and he's been working, with federal authorization, as a janitor at MIT. He was taken into custody during a check-in with ICE. Sean Newdower, a spokesman for ICE, said in a statement that Rodriguez was arrested after he failed to make timely arrangements for his departure back to El Salvador. The day after he was detained by ICE, Rodriguez's daughter, Melanie, spoke to the media, fighting back tears.
The president said he was only taking criminals out of this country, and my dad doesn't have any criminal record. I hope and I'm going to pray for my dad to be together with all my family again.
In order to really understand Rodriguez's situation, we need to go back to 2005, back to El Salvador.
I study, I do my college in El Salvador. I have my own business, selling cars and have a car wash too. And I was doing wonderful.
Until the gangs that torment El Salvador started roughing up his employees and shaking down the car wash for extortion. Rodriguez filed a police report citing death threats from the gangs. He says he knew he had to leave the country when the gangs murdered one of his employees.
It was like a life decision, I say, stay or not stay, because you had to find a way to live.
He crossed the border illegally in 2006 and eventually applied for asylum, which was denied. He's checked in regularly with ICE agents and since 2011 has been routinely granted permission to stay in the country. And he's created a life in Chelsea, starting his own carpet cleaning business.
I'm focused on work and support my family and follow all the rules from the government. Just try to deal with everything that I had to be responsible. Try to live, I would say, the American dreaming, or I don't know now, the nightmare dreaming, something like that.
ICE agents have been given broader authority under President Trump's beefed-up enforcement policies, arresting more immigrants who have no criminal backgrounds. Rodriguez pauses for a moment when asked what might happen if he's deported to El Salvador. He's afraid, he says, of retaliation from the gangs. And he says he's easily identifiable because of a purplish skin discoloration that he calls a birthmark. He drops his head, full of thick white hair, into his hands and begins to cry.
I don't know if I can keep helping my children. I don't know how I have to be, but I have to be a ghost over there. My problem is, like you see, I have this birthmark. It's be so obvious. That's very easy to get recognized. Over there in a small country.
Rodriguez's legal team is exploring the appeals process, and in the meantime, he remains at the Suffolk County House of Corrections. He says he knows these things take time, and he's trying to be patient. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.